Hello, neighbor. My name is Brody. Today, my papa's going to preach us the Bible.
The Lord said, I've opened doors for you. And when I open doors for you, no man can shut it. And when I shut doors, no man can open it, which, by the way, shows our Lord's authority and his power and his sovereignty. That and Jesus Christ has different plans for different churches. I mentioned last week, and I don't want to digress, but I did mention this last week. That somebody mentioned, it's probably a couple months back now. I've been in the hospital and all, it's been a little while back. Somebody was talking about our church and about doing a ministry for the homeless and all. And again, I'm not opposed to anything. I'm not opposed to feeding the poor, helping. We have a benevolence offering that helps folk in our community and help with whatever we can. But I mentioned to this individual that we are, our main goal at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church is getting the gospel into all the world and every creature. Now, that's not to the deprivation of the people in this area, but more to go into all the world. I said this. I counted a few years ago. In Winter Haven, there are 37 Baptist churches in Winter Haven. Just in 1 square mile, there's one here. On this road, Baptist on that road, churches everywhere. You follow? And there's churches that are not Baptist churches, still preach a true gospel. I'm just saying the gospel is available everywhere. That does not mean that we should not go out and, don't get me wrong, this does not mean that we're not to go out and share the gospel because, well, there's churches and, well, they should come. No, we're to go. Are you following? But the point I'm trying to make, there's opportunity, there's radio, there's TV, there's people passing out tracts, the farmer's market, there's opportunities for them to hear the gospel. But there's so many places all over the world that has yet heard the gospel, yet not even the first time. And so I told this individual after doing about a minute or two of that, that God has placed in our church a tremendous ministry and an open door to go into different parts of the world and to share the gospel. He's opened that door for us, and we as a church have went through those open doors. I mentioned last week, Doug was here, and he's our missions director. The last few months, we've actually added missionaries to our monthly support for missionaries. And not all of them are foreign missions. Some of them even are right here in this area, a children's home and some other things that we're helping. But at the same time, just so you'll know, that we're to go into all the world, into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the other most parts of the earth. And that means all at the same time. That does not mean, well, first you evangelize your Jerusalem, and then when you're down there, then you go to your Judea, and then Samaria, and then that. No, no, no. It means while you're preaching in Jerusalem, somebody needs to be preaching in Judea. Somebody needs to be preaching in Samaria. Somebody needs to be all over the world following. So that's the open door that I believe God has given us here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Not even speaking of the internet, we're on WLVF, and this will be on the radio here at WLVF. Even tomorrow we have a radio broadcast from Monday through Saturday here local. This goes out all over the world. Internet, tremendous opportunities that God has given us as a church, an open door, and we've gone through those doors as God. There's other things I won't go into details for. I thought we could go through some things, but God shut the door. So we ain't going to try to kick those doors open if God shuts the door. We just know what God opened another door for us. Anyway, that's the whole point that we looked at last week. I gave you two notes to outline. Well, first was our Lord's requirement of his people. That was in verses 7 and 8, our Lord's requirement of his people. He opens the door. And if he opens the door, we need to, by faith, go through those doors. Amen? We need to go through those doors. If he opens the doors, we need to go through those doors. And I mentioned this. It is not our size or our strength that determines its ministries, but faith in the call and in the command of the Lord. It's the Lord who gives us the ability. When it talks about verse number 8, for thou hast a little strength, he wasn't cutting them down. He wasn't condemning them at all. He's actually commending them and saying, man, I'm excited that you just have a little strength. In other words, you don't depend upon your own strength. You depend upon me. And I believe that's where we are here as a church. Again, this is out on the internet and be on radio. People are amazed when they come here or when they call. I've had people that have actually come, visited one time, they heard us on the radio or whatever in the area, and they said, we were amazed. We hear you on the radio, and they just wanted to put a face to the voice. We hear you every day, and we just want to put a face to the voice. And I'd always say, well, I hope I didn't disappoint you or whatever, you know, kind of a joking way. He said, no, but they're members of another church. They want to come. But the point that they just wanted to see what was going on, and they were amazed that we're not a big church. They thought we'd be some massive church and all. But yet, God's blessing, because we have little strength among ourselves, but yet, in our weakness, God makes us strong. Amen. Amen. And I believe that. Now, that does not mean we ought to be happy, us four and no more. You know, that type, well, we just stay small. No. We're to continue to keep reaching out and winning people to the Lord. And hopefully there'll be one or two today to hope join the church. They're ready to come and be part of our church and all. So maybe this will be the day for them. Anyway, our church is growing. We thank the Lord for that. So he says that you have little strength, and I'm grateful for that. Then we see in verse number 9, our Lord's reassurance with his people. There's the Lord's requirement, then the Lord's reassurance. When he says there will be opposition, but yet we realize that where there's opposition, well, the Lord's there for us. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And by the way, I have a thing here, a thought about working in this opposition, that we're to never quit. Even when people are opposed to us or whatever it is, we're to keep going on and not quit. Opportunities is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work. When people see things and whether it's the doors that are open or there's opposition or whatever, hey, I'm not going there at all because it looks like work. Well, you can't get nothing accomplished if it's just handed to you, you know, and it's worth something. You've heard this, and I got to move on. You have to be careful when you give things to your kids, all right? If you just give things, they don't appreciate it as much as if I'm going to leave it alone, okay? But you know where I'm going with this. I've seen it over and over and over. When things are given to them, sometimes, not often, but they don't appreciate as much if they, unless they work for it, they earned it. Most of our kids today don't know the value of work. Give me this, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You know, they just want to get, are you following? Anyway, and I pick on our kids, we're the same way. A lot of us are the same way. So we face opposition, we face other things, but the Lord said, listen, you're going to overcome these. Verse number 9, why? Because I love you. The last part of verse number 9, people are going to know that I love you. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord loves us? He loves us. He's going to take care of us through all this. So the Lord's reassurance with his people. We, with God, nothing can harm us. Without God, nothing can help us. So we have to keep that in mind when we face opposition. With God, nothing can harm us. But without him, nothing can help us. Then we get to the third, verses 10 through 11, I wanted to get to today. Our Lord's return for his people. And by the way, I'm looking forward and I'm looking toward that day. It could be today. Could be today. Matter of fact, my message this morning, I framed it around that. The name of it is Our Hope. The title, I got to give the title. I just put it all together just recently, and I gave title Kyler the outline last night. And I didn't have a title for it, and I got a title for it. I got up this morning to kind of get some thoughts together. Anyway, it's going to be built around our Lord's coming. Titus 2:13 is my text this morning in our morning message. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our hope. And I'm looking forward, I'm looking toward that. Even so, come even today, Lord Jesus, come.
Good job, Papa. Listen again tomorrow. Happy birthday, Papa.